As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
The revelation of God's might comes to impart grace to us. Verse 2, I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. God is saying, I will empower you. I will empower. Each time the Lord reveals to us his name, he's empowering us, he's imparting grace to us. Amen. And lastly, it says, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. When God imparts grace to us, amen, it is to make us a scepter of authority in the earth. That's the purpose for releasing grace to us, so that we will be God's standard of judgment. Amen. Will be what? God's standard of judgment, both to establish his righteousness in the earth and to bring his vengeance upon iniquity. Where God, where the standard of the Lord, now only if we allow the Lord to impart to us grace and change us within will be the Lord's standard, amen, to endorse his righteousness and to bring vengeance upon iniquity. In closing, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. I read from verse 14. Here the Bible says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the salvo of his knowledge by us in every place. Amen. What did the Bible says? God always make manifest the salvo of his honest of his knowledge by us in all the earth. This is God's agenda. 15. For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ in them that are saved and in them also that perish. To the one we are the savour of death unto death, and to the other the savour of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? Verse 17. But we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but are of sincerity, but are of God in the sight of God. We speak in Christ. The question is, are we of God in the sight of God? Do we corrupt the word of the Lord through insincerity? Honesty of heart. When the Lord speaks to us, what? How do we handle it? Do we truly submit under the mighty hand of God and allow the Holy Spirit to work out his good pleasure in us? Now, these are the things that will determine whether we will, you know, some, because the background to this is that some corrupt the word of God. Some corrupt the word of God. Some shows God's disregard. So therefore, they are as normal as anything. They are as normal as particles of the earth. Praise God. But if you will respond to the Lord and yield to the release of the lathering and allow the word of the Lord to be sown in your life, allow the word of the Lord to change your heart, then you will be made manifest in the earth as savour of the knowledge of Christ. To the righteous, savor of light, of life. And to the unrighteous, savor unto death. In other words, the Lord is saying, you will be my standard, my scepter, that will endorse and entrench my righteousness in the earth and judge iniquity and lawlessness. That's what the Lord is saying. And that's God's desire concerning us, to be savor of the knowledge of God. Amen. To be savor of the knowledge of God. That the knowledge of God's glory will cover the earth as water covers the sea. That the criteria to this is that, spiritually speaking, evaporation must precede condensation. Without evaporation, no condensation. Without the latter rain, no. Without the early rain, no latter rain. Without planting, no harvest. Amen. And we must understand this principle, that this is a principle that leads to revival and God's intervention in the earth. Without all this thing the Lord spoke to Abraham, it is impossible for all the families of the earth to be blessed. And you know what? The whole earth shall see the glory of the Lord. The whole earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. The Lord is tearing us up. He's tearing us up. He's tearing burning up in our heart, because he's getting ready to do something awesome, something powerful.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.